You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
A report by market intelligence firm Hemp Business Journal projects that the CBD market will grow to $2.1 billion by 2020. Now, this is a crazy huge jump in value compared to the 2017 CBD market of $202 million. That's what a jump. The reason for this growth is because the science is now showing that cannabidiol CBD possesses a wide range of therapeutic health benefits, such as an anti-inflammatory, a pain reliever, antioxidant, anti-anxiolytic, anti-seizure activity, neuroprotective, and much more. Today on Wellness for Life Radio, we have Dr. Hyla Kass. She's a leader, really one of the first experts in the integrative psychiatric medicine space, and best-selling author of many popular books, including The Addicted Brain and How to Break Free, 8 Weeks to Vibrant Health, Natural Highs, and most recently, the amazing Itty Bitty Guide to Cannabis. Dr. Kass is here to share her expertise on therapeutic effects of CBD oil for anxiety. Welcome, Dr. Kass.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Man, I just love your work. I love your work. And, you know, first, before we jump into the CBD oil and anxiety, you know, how did you become, as an integrative psychiatrist, get interested in CBD therapeutics?
I think I've always been outside the box, and I'm always looking at what's new and what's working. And these things just draw me, and that's it. And I have found CBD to be an amazing addition to my already wonderful toolbox of natural supplements. So
you know,
I'm very excited about CBD.
I've learned so much of CBD from you about the benefits and all that. And you've been really one of the first to start to explore how to use it with your patients. So I'd love to hear about how you can use CBD oil with anxiety. But before we do that, there's a confusion in the industries for consumers. The confusion is about cannabis. You know, what's the difference between CBD oil and marijuana? Hopefully you'll be able to bust some myths about that right now.
Sure. Yeah, the cannabis plant is a cannabis plant. There's cannabis sativa and cannabis indica. And even those distinctions aren't that clear because they both originally come from the same plant. The bottom line is CBD is the cannabinoid from the plant that does not have THC in it. Now, this, I should get a little broader here. The plant, the cannabis plant, has many, many cannabinoids. CBD is one of them. THC is one of them. There's CBN, CBG, many different ones, and there's terpenes in the plant. So when I refer to CBD, I'm actually not just referring to CBD, and that's in fact in popular culture too. It's really the full spectrum of the whole plant, but minus the THC. Now, is that clear?
It's definitely you. Yeah, absolutely. But I want to just go in a little bit more because what I understood was that there's a difference between marijuana and hemp plant. That's how I kind of distinguish between the two. That marijuana is the one. Yes.
Yeah, but that's not exactly a good distinction because you can derive CBD from both plants. It just happened that the hemp plant has been bred for rope and cloth, so it's very long, tough stalks. Whereas the other plant is the marijuana plant is bred for having a lot of flowers because that's where the THC is, and the whole point is for people who are growing THC plants or cannabis plants is for people to get high. So they really have been increasing the THC content to very, very high levels. It's not the way it used to be in the old days, like in the 60s when marijuana became more popular. People would get high, but not that high. Now people can actually become very, very high, upset, anxious, paranoid on the high doses of THC that are in the plant now. And it's not everyone, but certain people are very sensitive. And we were seeing a far greater incidence of that because it doesn't have the CBD in the product to balance all that high THC. You know, nature grows in balance. We know that. So the way the plant naturally grows before it's been bred for such high THC is for a nice balance. So people could get high, but they also have the CBD to help to kind of offset it. And in fact, what we do now, when I have a patient who has had that kind of effect, you know, anxiety, paranoia, I won't put them on a drug to bring them down. I will give them CBD, and that does it naturally and beautifully. That, because that's what's missing. We put in the missing ingredient, which in this case is the CBD. And when I say the CBD, I mean the whole spectrum of the plant, the CBN, CBG, terpenes, and so on, that help to offset that excessive THC reaction.
What you're saying then is we really need the synergistic effect of it all.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got it. Awesome. Well, let's then dive into the anxiety. You know, what millions of people in America and across the world, and even young people nowadays, are suffering from anxiety. You know, what do you think, what's going on there, and how can we use CBD to help them feel better?
I think we're seeing a real deficiency in people's systems. They don't have a good enough diet. There's not good nutrition. People are eating too much sugar. Their microbiome isn't taking care of them. In fact, the microbiome uses CBD. It's very healing for the microbiome. We've ruined the microbiome with poor diets, with antibiotics, and so on. So people's bodies are not functioning in the natural way that they were meant to. And one of the symptoms of all this is anxiety. Anxiety is just your body telling you, hey, I'm out of balance, help. So the CBD comes in as a natural balancer. And I'm not saying if you have a bad diet, you should just take CBD and be done with it. No, you have to correct the diet, have the right nutrients to go into your body to say, make the right neurotransmitters or the brain chemicals that help you to feel good and help you to calm down. But the CBD is a master controller, and it actually helps the brain chemicals to work better. It brings them into balance. So if you're overly anxious, it's actually going to act to make the calming neurotransmitters more dominant and tone down the more stimulating ones. So there's a great wisdom. It's quite amazing. It works on a very subtle level throughout the entire body, the CB1 and CB2 receptors throughout the body, including on our immune cells. So it actually helps our immune cells, and it helps inflammation. And some of these things, you know, even inflammation may actually lead to anxiety. When we have an inflamed brain, and the inflamed brain can be from anything, from toxic metals, chemicals, poor diet, you name it. When you have an inflamed brain, it's out of order, and it's manifested by anxiety and depression. And when we give CBD in these cases, it restores the neurotransmitters, and it lowers the inflammation. So it's quite amazing. It sounds like a panacea, and it kind of is.
You mentioned the word the term master controller, that CBD oil and the synergistic effects of that formulation actually controls. What system is it controlling?
It's actually controlling all the systems. You can find CB2 receptors in the liver, the pancreas, the bladder, every part of the body has it, the hormones in our in ovaries, and just everywhere, and adrenals. So it's actually helping all of these systems talk to each other, the hormone system with the immune system, with the neurotransmitters. And it's a very elegant system, and we didn't even know about it until 1992. And there's a ton of research. Some people say, well, we're going to wait for the research to come out. No, there's a lot of research on CBD. And I have to mention, too, that most of the research has been done on CBD isolate. So that's just the isolated CBD, not the full entourage. So you don't have the synergistic effect of the other cannabinoids and the terpenes. And it's not really as good. I mean, I use a fraction of the dose that they have in the studies because I'm taking advantage of what's called the entourage or the synergistic effect of the whole plant, minus THC, of course.
You know, that makes sense. You know, when you think about, you know, food, you don't know all the ingredients that you're really getting in that one food that you're getting. For instance, let's say blueberries, you know, we know it's antioxidant, but there's a synergistic effect of everything that's in there, including the pigments that are in there and that people don't realize they're getting the benefits from. So I really love that idea that we do want to use a formulation that has everything in it, so all your cells can fire off as it's supposed to. I'd like to ask you regarding the receptors. You said CB1 and CB2. What's the difference between the two?
The CB1 receptors are primarily in the brain, and they have to do with neurotransmitters. The CB2 receptors are in the periphery, in the organs and the blood cells. So they just have different jobs to do. The interesting thing is that the CB1 receptors are not in the brain stem, which means that if people OD on THC, they're not going to die of respiratory failure like they do from opioids. So it's very safe because it can't land. Neither THC nor CBD can land on the brain stem, on the cells that control heart and respiration, all our, you know, our important vegetative functions. So it's very safe. It's extremely safe.
That's great to hear.
I've not heard of any issues. Yeah. Now, if you're on a medication and taking very high doses, you need to know about interactions. But for the most part, when you're using the full entourage plant in the lower doses, you don't really run into that.
Dr. Daniel Amen is really well known to do the SPECT scans and taking a look at different individuals who've got psychiatric issues or mood issues. But he's also done one where if you do high levels of marijuana, you end up having perfusion and issues with blood flow to the brain. Does CBD oil has the same? I mean, are there any tests that shows that?
No, it does not.
It does not.
No,
great.
It has actually a positive effect on the brain. And that's why we use CBD to neutralize bad THC experiences. It's not uncommon for people to become anxious and paranoid when smoking dope because of that.
I'll tell you what.
Warning.
The one and only time I've ever smoked marijuana was when I was a sophomore in high school. And all I did was freak out after one puff, and I had to go home and lay in bed because it was totally paranoid. I mean, I've never felt so terrible in my life. And that, I think, got me to never do drugs ever. It was an eye-opener. I felt so freaking sick, you know? And THC
right.
is definitely
of,
not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not,
my friend.
Not for you.
But
no,
I'm going to tell you.
It's not my friend either.
I love CBD oil. I just got it also just to tell you just a testimonial on CBD for me. I was at a mastermind, and one of the things that we did was we were on a trapeze. You know what a trapeze is? Where you swing on a rope high up in the air and you're doing all kinds of tricks. Well, we learned like three tricks within a 1 hour period, seven of us, something like that. But anyway, I've never done it. I was the oldest person there. But I definitely wanted to learn. And so I pushed myself. I really pushed my body. Not the next day, but the day after. I could not feel how much pain I was, my entire body. I was just so sore. I could barely breathe. And I couldn't even do a sit-up to get up out of bed. So the first thing I did was I took actually your oil, Hyla, Dr. Cass, the CBD oil, and I rubbed like a gob of it on my belly, a gob of it, because I'm like, I've got to get relief because I got to go to work. And I put it on, and I'm not kidding you, within probably 20 seconds, if even that, I start to feel reprieve of the intense pain, so much pain, like I had burns all over my body. It was crazy. So there is wow, what a testimonial for that one. I just love CBD. And for me, I also use it for sleep. So if we can go into a little bit about anxiety-driven sleep issues and anxiety and how to use CBD oil, that would be awesome.
Okay. And by the way, in terms of using it for pain, you don't have to be afraid that it's covering up something. You know, sometimes when you take a pain pill, you're actually covering up pain and you may be, you know, walking on a knee that you shouldn't be walking on, that kind of thing. That's not the case with CBD. What it's doing is it's actually countering the inflammation right at the source. So it causes muscle relaxation, it's anti-inflammatory, And that's why you get the relief, because it's actually working at the deepest level. So that, you know, that's one part of it. The thing with how it works with anxiety, it's really amazing. I've had anxiety patients, panic patients sitting opposite me. And I remember one young man who was, he was anxious. He was depressed. He was giving his mother a very hard time. And I said, would you be willing to take some supplements? No, they don't work. Okay. Would you be willing to try some CBD? Okay. So I put two droppers in his mouth. Each dropper was 8 milligrams. So he got a total of 16 milligrams. And then I was talking to his mother, and about 10 minutes later, went back to him and said, how are you feeling? And he looked up and he said, whoa, I'm really feeling good. And he made eye contact and he was smiling and he just totally changed, like day and night. I would not have recognized him. So that's how quickly it works and that's how well it works. And of course, he had to keep taking it because he had, what was going on for him is he had a low endocannabinoid system. He'd been smoking a lot of dope and that had lowered his endocannabinoids and made him anxious and paranoid and really not doing very well. So this is a perfect case example right in my office.
Can you explain the endocannabinoid system, the ECS? You just mentioned it.
ECS.
We have it. It's part of our nervous system, correct?
Yes, and it's in all animals, all creatures, all even some very primitive, biological forms have an endocannabinoid system. It's basically a communication system. It's a way for the different systems to talk to each other. The immune system, the brain, the nervous system, digestive system. We have a lot of them in the gut. And in fact, the microbiome, which we know and love, our microbiome is very much influenced by CBD. And it may be through the endocannabinoid system that the gut-brain connection is really happening. You know, we talk about it happening through the vagus nerve, but it may really be facilitated through the endocannabinoid system through the vagus nerve or some other ways that we, you know, that are less clear. But it's extremely important, and it's been one of the great discoveries. And I would just like to see it more readily available. You know, the problem is that it's scheduled as a the same category as marijuana, which means it's called Schedule One, which means it has no known benefit and it's illegal. It can't even be prescribed. Now, of course, we can prescribe medical marijuana, but we can't. The whole idea of selling CBD is on a federal level is actually illegal, but it's legal in all states. So get the contradiction here. I mean, I certainly carry it. I give it to my patients. I have it on my website, and I think that's all going to get sorted out pretty quickly. But it's a bit of an issue right now.
Oh, you know, I didn't know that there was states, all states. I like you just said, 50 states. They 50 plus states, I should say. They allow CBD selling CBD, but not the federal. But how about certain states can grow, but not other states can? Is that correct too?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a whole legal thing. I don't even want to touch it because it keeps changing.
Right.
So
right.
Just know that it's complicated and there are people, really good people, working on getting this through. There's a farm bill. It was a 2018 farm bill. It'll be the 2019 farm bill that will likely have hemp products, which is CBD, exempt from that Schedule One ruling and make it far more accessible. I mean, as it is, you can get it in your health food store, you can get it in some pharmacies, you can certainly get it from my website. So it is available, so you don't have to worry about it. And it's not like you're really using an illegal substance. It's just a technicality because it got lumped together with THC.
Right, right. I would like to go back to that case study you shared with us regarding that young man. I would like to know, you gave him the sublingual, or I shouldn't say sublingual, but the liquid version. And the liquid version, obviously, it activated or it calmed him down very quickly. When do you use the soft gels or the capsules or, you know, even the one that you breathe in through the nose? How do you decipher who gets what?
Well, I start off everybody with the liquid because that you can titrate. Because, you know, do you need, in mine, it's 500 milligrams in a 2 ounce bottle. So each squirt, when I say a dropper, I mean a squirt. You know, when you squeeze the dropper, whatever comes up, that's your dose. And that's 8 milligrams, actually 8.3. So you start off with one, and that may do it. It may not quite do it, so you wait, you know, 20 minutes and do another one. And then you keep titrating up over the course of a day the first time. I think the first day you probably should stay with up to 4 droppers. Then once you have a sense of what your dose is, for example, 4 droppers is 4 times 8.3. It's actually about 34 milligrams. Or let's get simple. If you have 3 droppers, 3 droppers is 25 milligrams, which is the equivalent of 1 capsule. So you kind of can see there, if you're taking 3 droppers, it's simpler to take a capsule. You take a capsule in the morning. It lasts for probably 6 hours, and then you may want to take another one, or wait till at night to take another one and use the droppers during the day. I mean, it sounds like, well, what is it? How much are you supposed to take? It's so individual because everyone's endocannabinoid system is different. Some people need 1 dropper, some people need 10 droppers. And there's no way to tell until you actually do it.
I have both in my office, and I like using the droppers, as you say, to be able to titrate, because a lot of children actually, it's a perfect delivery system for kids. But I definitely love the fact that there are higher dosages for sleeping, insomnia, people who can't fall asleep, anxiety, they wake up in the middle of the night. I have them take one, and that works really well. And then during the day,
perfect. I know.
Right? And then during the day when people are feeling.
Yeah, go ahead.
During the day when people are feeling more anxious, or if they're having pain syndromes because they're sitting in front of their desk all the time, they're starting to feel the stiffness, they start taking one during the day. And it doesn't give them, you know, people say, well, I'm going to get tired. It's really not, your body doesn't respond that way. At least my patients don't tell me that they get tired. They really do get relief so they can finish their day feeling better at their office.
But yeah, actually some people, I had one young woman, lovely, lovely young woman who had terrible exam anxiety. So when she was taking her exams, I had given her CBD, and I also had given her my calm product. And she said what she preferred was taking the CBD at night because that calmed her down, and that calm lasted through the day. But if she took it in the morning, she got sleepy. But if she then took a calm just before going into her test, she was fine. So she went through this last series of exams really, really well. And her mother was so happy because her mother had brought her in. She's a college student, and the combination of CBD at night and my calm during the day was really a very good combination. So
yeah,
it's
great.
Sometimes it's not the only thing that we're using. I also I put together a 1500 milligram product so that it's 3 times as strong. Each dropper is 25 milligrams, which is the same as the capsules. And that's good. So when people know they have a high dose, rather than just taking a lot of droppers of the 500, they just go right to the dropper of 1500, or they can take drops of it, or half of one. It's very interesting. You just figure out your own dose and do it accordingly, and people can figure it out pretty quickly.
Fantastic. You know, where can we find more information about your products?
I have them on my website, cassmd.com, cassmd.com/ hemp oil, one word, hemp oil. And I call it hemp oil because it's not just CBD. It's the whole plant. So it's hemp oil, but exactly no THC. You're allowed to have up to 0.3% THC legally, but I don't even have that in it. The other thing is I have a certificate of analysis on every lot that I have made up because I need to know what's in it. I need to know that there's no THC, that there's no toxins, and that what's in it is what I say is in it is in it. So I'm very proud of my product. And people like it, and it tastes good. It has a lemon flavor, and people say, oh, that's the best tasting one I've had. And it's a nice texture. It's not too thick and heavy. So,
well, there's no
what do
doubt
you think?
That. I love your products, but I'll tell you what, the reason why I love it also is because I trust what you represent and your integrity on your products. And you know what, there's so many mom and pop, you know, companies that are coming out now with CBD that I cannot trust. You don't know where the sourcing is. And I know you've done all of that and vetted all the best sources, organic, chemical-free, toxin-free, so that the benefits of the hemp oil will be maximized. Thank you so much, Dr. Cass. You've been a wealth of information. Wow, that was amazing. So if you haven't already subscribed, please do so. I want to serve you the best way I can with the most current health information. I know that if you know anybody out there who's suffering from anxiety, you know, or inflammation, pain issues, etc., share the show with them. It can really change their life for the better. Also, if you love Instagram, so do I. I just started posting regularly on how to become the best version of yourself through self-care, nutrition, kimchi, movement, and more. So follow me and check out my stories, and you'll be able to engage with me directly because I respond to all of the comments personally. If you need to dig deeper into your health issues, get to the root cause of your problems, you know, so you can feel better, I work with people globally through phone and Skype consultations. Just go to my website, drsuzanne.com, for my contact info. And until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.